after having an opportunity to look at film, you like what you see from that defense? It should sure look good first time out.
Oh yeah, it's the same stuff that we doing in practice. We just got to do it against different guys. I think Shaq looked great. You know, he's been looking great in practice, and you know, Kenny, he looked awesome out there too. So some of the same stuff that he does in practice. So I think we just had some carryover from what we did in practice into the game. We got to have another good week of practice and another good preseason game that's coming up week.
I know it's only preseason, but it's still special for you to go back to Houston, and kind of that area. You're gonna have a lot of family and people there.
Oh yeah, Houston's always great. You know, right in the heart of Aggie Land. You know, I always enjoy going back to Houston. Houston, it's like my second home. I enjoy it. You know, I got a lot of friends and family out there. And I'm looking forward to going back.
Did you have a chance to watch Hard Knocks?
Nah. We got curfew at 10:30, so you know, you gotta pretty much get everything in at 30 minutes. I'm asleep when Hard Knocks come on.
Who would be the star here if Hard Knocks covered the Broncos camp?
I mean, besides me, it probably have to be. Probably have to have you. 18 would probably be up there. DeMarcus, you know, 88. I mean, we got a lot of stars. Emmanuel, he'll love that. He'll love Hard Knocks. It's probably a good thing that we haven't got him yet, because you know, we got a lot of guys over here that'll love the cameras, especially Emmanuel. You know, he does the TV show during the season and all that stuff. I don't know. I think it's good that we don't have him yet, because Emmanuel, he got to get that out of system.
Hey, Von, you see 7 sacks from 7 different players. It really just opens up what this team can be on defense, huh?
Yeah, I think it was great. I mean, I think we did a lot of great stuff. Like I said before, it just carried over from some of the stuff that we did in practice. We had, you know, 2 good weeks of practice before we played them, and you know, we're gonna try to do the same coming to the second preseason game.
Excited to get a little more reps come Houston game. I mean, is that your goal? Play a little more?
I mean, I'm just gonna play until they pull me out. You know, that's always my mindset. You know, I'm not looking for the sideline. I'm not waiting for nobody to pull me out. I'm going up there and trying to put it all on the film. You know, give everybody a preview of what they'll see this season. And you know, when coach pull me out, he pull me out. But I'm gonna play until they get ready to pull me out.
Are you saving your sack dances then? Because after you got that one, you ran about 70 yards.
Yeah, I shouldn't have did that. It took me a minute to get my wind back after that. But, you know, I think to say that's it's already hard enough to come away. I'm going to say those for the regular season. You know, I can't waste them on the preseason. I got to use them when everybody watching. No, I don't practice. That's something that I don't practice. It just happens.
Homecoming for you, homecoming for Coach as well. Has he talked about maybe this week meeting a little more?
Nah, you know, Coach Coob, he's super cool. Super cool. I don't think it's honestly, he really hasn't said anything about it. But, you know, we want to go back there. We want to play well. You know, we want to, you know, go out there, lay it all out there. You know, it's just like any other game. You know, we're going to go out there and be the best version of the Broncos we could be. And it just happens to be in Houston this week.
Von, do you like to call yourself a leader? Do you consider yourself a leader? Do these guys pick your brain a lot?
I mean, I can't just – it's on them. It's the young guys. I can't just – I like to carry myself like I am a leader, but, you know, it's for the young guys. All this stuff, it really don't matter to me if I got the C or not. You know, I know what I need to be doing, you know, to drive this team in the right direction. That's what I'm doing on a daily basis. So, you know, my specialty is getting with the young guys, and, you know, that's just what I've been doing.
Von, you said you didn't watch Hard Knocks, but I'm sure you've seen J.J. Watt from afar. Do you consider him the best defensive player in the game?
I mean, I ask me this every year.
I know. It's time. It's that week.
It is that week. Huh? It's about the same week every year. I mean, J.J., he's awesome talent. I mean, he's incredible. Once-in-a-lifetime player. But, you know, I'm a once-in-a-lifetime player, too. You know, I feel like, you know, I go out there and I can play with the best of them. And, you know, it's a lot of talk before the season. Luckily, I got a season coming up, and I get to lay it all out there and, you know, show everybody the type of run that I could be. You know, I want it to be about me this season, and that's why I'm going about it, me and the Broncos, and that's where my mindset is at.
You seem like you took more joy on Friday in the success of others than your own.
Yeah. Game day, as always, is great for me. It doesn't matter if I'm playing or not. It's always unique. Every game is different, and I enjoy it. It's nothing like game day. Game day always takes care of itself. It handles itself for me. All I got to do is just show up on game day. I had a hard time with Coach Smith my rookie season getting here. He was telling me, you know, you got to practice how you play. I'm like, Coach, I'm a gamer, you know. my practice habits got a lot better, but from the game's point of view, it's still the same. You know, the game, it always takes care of itself for me, and I enjoy the game just like nothing else. No, I didn't give up. You know, I was still letting him have it, but it wasn't until the second year I started, you know, talking like that with Coach Smith.